This special edition of The Platform is brought to you by the Zimbabwe Women Lawyers Association, ZWALA.
It's 7:30 on ZFM Stereo, my station, your station. A very good evening to you and welcome to this very special edition of The Platform, proudly brought to you by the Zimbabwe Women's Lawyers Association, ZWALA. And we are talking sexual harassment as we are continuing from yesterday. It's going to be four episodes and I will be your hostess. Samantha Rosari is my name. And this evening, we're talking sexual harassment in the public. And I have Larai Dzomagodo Matimba. She's a member of ZWALA and a practicing lawyer with PTG Attorneys. A very good evening to you, Larai, and welcome to ZFM.
Good evening, Samantha. Good evening, listeners, and thank you.
All right. So we get straight into it. We're asking about, we're looking at sexual harassment in the public. It's a very interesting topic because I feel a lot of women have a lot of testimonies to this one. Let's first have examples of what we're saying sexual harassment in the public is.
All right. Maybe it will be best for us to actually maybe begin by explaining what sexual harassment is.
All right. We can get into that. What is sexual harassment?
All right. So sexual harassment is sex-based behavior that is unwelcome and offensive to its recipient. Mm-hmm. And I think we can all confirm that it's very rampant in Zimbabwe, especially in public spaces. Mm-hmm. So this behavior can take three forms. Mm-hmm. If it's physical, it can be physical violence or touching, which is regarded as indecent assault under the Zimbabwean criminal law.
Okay.
Or unnecessary close proximity, or at oftentimes with sexual innuendos. Mm-hmm. And if it's verbal, we have comments and questions about appearance, mm-hmm. lifestyle, sexual orientation, offensive phone calls. Mm-hmm. And it can include those colloquial terms that we often, more often than not, hear when we are in public spaces. Mm-hmm. You can those words they can say musika, mm-hmm. or makatakura, mm-hmm. or they will make comments about your body structure. Mm-hmm. And if it's nonverbal, it can be take the form of whistling, mm-hmm. Sexually suggestive gestures, mm-hmm. and display of sexual materials.
All right.
So
those are the, I guess you've really got even into the examples of sexual harassment.
Yes.
That you might find in the public. Yesterday, we had another lawyer from ZWALA coming through, Rumbi, and she was talking about sexual harassment in the workplace. And in as much as sexual harassment is sexual harassment, and it's a no-no, and it's very uncomfortable, and the emotional consequences are probably still, you know, the same, and they're not really good, and you don't really feel good after that has been done to you. Sexual harassment in the public, this is a stranger coming into your space. Wow. Yeah.
That is a lot.
Do you think that the people who are doing this, the perpetrators, know what they're doing is wrong?
I think as with many are the violations of women's rights, sexual harassment in public spaces is too often dismissed, mm-hmm. as trivial or a natural fact of life that women must simply tolerate. So these perpetrators I don't necessarily think that they don't know that what they are doing is not right, but I would rather classify it as a sense of entitlement that they think that, well, women must simply tolerate it because It's just how maybe society tends to be, that we must simply tolerate it in whatever form it comes. Yeah.
All right. And what could be some of the reasons that there is a rise of sexual harassment in the public domain? Because I feel when there was a bit of respect, especially as regards Munuwechi Dzimai, and the Western Dzimai, what could be one of the reasons why there's a rise in public sexual harassment?
Well, I think that there's a rise mainly because, people aren't aware really of the effects that it has. Like, there's a lot of ignorance surrounding the effects that sexual or lewd remarks have on a person. Because you can imagine, as you are just minding your own business in town and somebody makes a comment about your body or your dressing, people don't really anticipate the effect that it has on the victim. And when we then also move forward to whether people really have the knowledge that it's a basic fundamental human right. Mm-hmm. And as Zimbabwe actually boast of having like an expansive Bill of Rights in our constitution, but people don't know that these are constitutionally enshrined rights. Mm-hmm. And we really should be entitled for me to access my right. I should not be walking in town in fear, or I should not be fearful of what the consequences of what my dressing might be. More often than not, women tend now to generally live in fear, because you do understand that if a remark is made and it has sexual connotations, then obviously, as a reasonable person, you're going to infer that it might end up in sexual violence. And I think in Zimbabwe, we tend to trivialize sexual harassment and only take it seriously if it results in something violent, such as a rape or like sexual assault. So I think that's why there's an increase, because we are not taking the stand from conduct. We wait until it's aggravated to rape or sexual assault.
Mm. All right. Now, whilst we're still looking at the rise of cases, I'm sure even on your desk, on your portfolios, you see a lot of these cases. Do you think, because as I was just going around talking to the people around, I've seen that and noticed that a lot of the men who are the perpetrators of sexual harassment in the public domain are saying that it has to do with the dressing. Could that be a reason? Yesterday we talked about dressing as well in the workplace, but let's talk about in town. Could that be another reason why vanechidzimai vasikana vari kunyanya kutomentwa nenyaya idzo dzekunzi azofeka hembe yakabuditsa chest or azofeka short dress or azodai? What do you think?
I think, can we really say that people have human rights if we are limiting those human rights? Mm-hmm. And we say that, oh, you can infringe upon my right just because of my dressing. Mm-hmm. Can we really justify that and say that it's fair? Or are we not actually like encouraging these people to continue violating women's rights, which we're already fighting for so hard at this moment? Mm-hmm. A person is entitled to wear what they want. And even if it's not only limited, you might find out that it's not even limited to people in wearing maybe short dresses. Mm-hmm. If you wear something long, you still get harassed. Mm-hmm. It's a mentality. The perpetrators, they just, it's within them. If somebody feels they're entitled to make a comment on your body, whether you are in a hijab, mm-hmm. whether you are in Gemenzi, yes. Mm-hmm. They will still feel entitled to make a comment upon that. So I really don't think that it's because of dressing. Mm-hmm. It's socialization that makes us feel that, oh no, we actually the reasons between people's actions, mm-hmm. behind people's actions, when it's really not that.
Mm, yes. All right. 0731168045 is the number to get in touch with us. We are talking about sexual harassment in the public, and we have Zwala as our main sponsors for the special edition of the platform. Now, kungoti munzwisise zvatukutaura, maybe ma feel like ma voko anyanya, kana kuti nopazoita lawyer mabva maononge zvinhu zvechirungu. I've got some few scenarios and testimonies of young women who face sexual harassment in the public, especially kumakombi, and I just want you to take a listen to some of these testimonies from the young ladies who we got to speak to earlier on.
That was that rank by Copacabana. So there's I was walking past it, yeah, just by there's a football there. Yeah, then the other side, there are combis and stuff. So I was just walking past, and then there are these guys who are, I think they're the ones who sell charges, and so I was just walking past, then they start going like Kanjiva, whatever. Then I ignore them, hey, slender, what's or not. And then this guy, because I ignored them, this guy actually comes after me and grabs my, then it's like I'm talking to you, you know. Then I just shrug off and then I'm like, leave me alone. And I said it in Ndebele, like Chiana Lam. He's like, how tombo tukundo ni tuka eh chichi apanashuna shamsira eh apamandebela chana kana, they don't have buttocks and stuff. Yeah, hey, you're so skinny, look at you, what's or not. Yeah. Yeah, so I just went my way. But you know, afterwards you just feel so, it just disrupts your day. It's horrible, trust me, it's horrible. I don't have a choice, you know. Sometimes I just, it's just the same. Even if I go the other side, it's like the same scenario. Yeah, so you know, just like, you know, just go like, okay, say a small prayer, like, God, please, not today, not today, God. And then you just walk as fast as you can. It's even worse when it's like more than one person. Sometimes they can be like, this other time, I'm not sure what the street is, but there used to be a flea market just by the footbridge at Joyna there, just before, but townhouse, yes, yeah. Yeah, so I was walking there and there were these guys who were blocking the road. So I don't know if they wanted me to walk in the tar, so I just like went past. And then the fact that I went in between them, there were four of them, then they started calling out, you know, start whistling and all that stuff, yeah, wait up and stuff. Then I just walked past, you know, because the whole idea is to ignore them, you don't give them attention. Then this guy actually comes in front of me, then that one just grabs me. I'm like, okay, why am I getting grabbed in town? This is like, it's not even like downtown, it's almost downtown, why are you grabbing me? And you don't even fight. If you try to be aggressive, they just get so mad, you know, they can even hit you and stuff. I had one promising to follow me, and people just go about their own business. People actually look at you as if you are the one who's crazy, because you know, you're just like, you get shocked and you look around you and no one is even like noticing what's happening. Or sometimes people just go like, ah, then that's it. I was with my friend. So I got off a combi and we were walking there. Then this guy comes up to us, is like, girls, which road leads to the Tad Road? Then we're like, that one, showing me Dust Road. Then we stop because we want to see, because it was just suspicious. And then he also stops. Then it's like, aren't you guys going, aren't we going to go together? Maybe perhaps he has shot me the wrong route or something. Then like, no, that's the right one. Then it's like, no, we can go together. Then it just comes towards us. I think it was because it was the two of us. We just like, we try like, hey, hey, go away. Why are you coming near us and all that stuff? Then he starts shouting. He says something about how we are tins of hoochie and that we are going to get finished. I don't know what that means. Yeah, it's like, muchango of muchafa, hey, and hey, what, and stuff. And then we just went the opposite direction. And then he follows us. So we had to go to this first house that we came across, the one that was open as a tuck shop. Then we just entered, then we just stood there, and then we watched him walk past. Now he wasn't walking, he was acting drunk, he was walking properly. He was faking the whole idea of being drunk, because when he was talking to us, he was just staggering, like, girls, which way leads to the tar and all. Yeah. He actually advanced, like, towards us, and then that's when we just shouted, like, hey, step away, and all that. Then he just went full frontal aggressive. So, you know, The similar pattern to these things is that whenever you try to come out defensive, those guys that have, I think it's more like verbal harassment, because someone start telling you about how you are a tin of hoochie. What is hoochie, by the way? Yeah, you're a tin of han, you're going to get finished either way. You are skinny, you don't have buttocks. You are, you know, they start calling you names, and it's always sexually oriented. Yeah, they start attacking you, you know, you've got small boobs, you've got small ass, you know, get out of here. Yeah, if I was rude to you, just tell me you're rude, you know, then I go up on my way, but I talk about my body and stuff.
All right, that's a young woman there who has recently experienced sexual assault or sexual harassment in town, in the CBD, and you can even hear from how she's speaking, there are moments of emotions, of kutsama, and moments of, you can feel in the voice that she's even questioning, what have I done wrong? What are some of the emotions that you see with victims that are going through, that have been through such sexual harassment in public? Maybe, yeah, especially for people who are out there, what do they have to look out in terms of emotions when they have to go through something like that?
Well, I think it's obvious that when somebody comments on your body or attacks you for for simply refusing to talk to them, simply because you're exercising your right to consent, mm-hmm. And you get attacked for that, you are definitely going to get angry. And most women, especially young women, live in fear, mm-hmm. because myself being a young woman as well, mm-hmm. It's very unfortunate that I actually also have a CBD dress code.
Yes.
Because I feel that sometimes I don't want that unwarranted harassment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is rather disappointing that women must continue to endure the unsolicited and extremely violent forms of sexual harassment, mm-hmm. aimed at them in public spheres. So I think most people, there's a feeling of fear, mm-hmm. and there's a feeling of anger, because you would think, oh, so why we're all humans, but why is it that a male can walk and dress however they want, mm-hmm. but me as a female, I definitely have to be conscious about what I'm wearing. And I mean, it means that there's a lack of autonomy, mm-hmm. amongst women. We no longer have that autonomy over our bodies, and there's a lack of choice,
yes,
as well.
But I'm particularly interested with the people who will be looking on, and they're not doing much to help these victims. I remember a few years back, there were a couple of videos that you'd see circulating around social media of women, and you got a lot of, that's when we had... some ladies from different groups starting to march on wearing their mini skirts and, you know, trying to march on and exercise their rights. But this particular group of people who are watching whilst Munaruku viswa hembe, Munaruku itwa shamed because of zvakapfeka, what do you have to say to those people? Because, I mean, it could be you, it could be your sister, it could be someone. How can they help?
I think that it all starts, it's all like directly linked to social development. When society is aware, and when society has it within them that that's actually a violation of somebody's rights, we should do something, we should take the stand, we should protect each other in the streets. It could be you, it could be me. Once we have that sense of ownership around our rights, or around, I think lately I've noticed, it was very interesting to me. I was in town this other day, and some men, he made a comment on this girl's dressing, mm-hmm. and another tout actually like reprimanded him, like,
wow,
yes, like what you're doing is not right.
Wow,
don't you know that you're not supposed to be doing that? And I found that if we all have that spirit or that within us, then it definitely will contribute to actually a lot of people standing up against this evil. Mm-hmm. I think that maybe if we increase like dialogue, mm-hmm. amongst, like, because I think we can all agree that most of the complaints that come from touts,
yes.
saying that it's touts who are harassing us. It's, mm-hmm. these people who are in town just standing by the street who are harassing us. Maybe if we actually like increase dialogue and increase efforts around educating them that what they're actually doing is wrong, and there are actually like legal repercussions,
yeah.
to what they're doing, mm-hmm. then we actually can maybe put an end to it.
I think it is. I think you're right, especially when it comes to socialization and past discussions. We've spoken about the fact that a lot of people who think the way they think is because of how they're raised, and
definitely.
It's because of how their mothers raised them. So, but we've got another lady who's got another testimony of what happened to her recently in the CBD again. And let's take a look, listen to what she said.
Hi, so this issue of people harassing ladies in town, yes, I've experienced it very often. In the beginning, when it first started, it used to be because of the color of my skin. Oh, mkeda, mkeda, mkeda. I ignored then some of the men, they would approach you wanting you to shake their hands and you have to greet them. If you don't greet them, they start swearing you, you know, profanities. They will say profanities to you and you wonder, like, but why? I have a friend who was once slapped for refusing to greet a gentleman that wanted to greet her. Yes, he slapped her and because she refused to greet him. It's almost as if you're forced to greet them when they want to greet you. It's just not nice. I also thought that it was because of dressing, but I don't wear short things when I go to town. I wear jeans, I wear long skirts, but mainly jeans and a t-shirt, very plainly dressed. But it doesn't stop. They will find an excuse to come and talk to you, to try and follow you. And you wonder why. You know, if it was their sister, would they be happy that this is what's happening to them? It's so irritating. And I wish someone would tell them that what they're doing, it's not nice, you know. We don't like it. The unnecessary attention is... I have to think twice before I go to town. I have to think to say, do I have to go to town? If it's not because of that, then if I can, I avoid town by all means. It's not nice. And someone needs to get it through to these guys that, you know what, women don't like unnecessary attention. It makes you uncomfortable, especially if you're now screaming about them down the street. Now all these people are looking at you. I personally don't like that.
All right, that's another lady who was telling us and sharing some of her experiences. It seems like a lot of people have these nasty experiences. A lot of women have these nasty experiences. But just to look at our WhatsApp platform, I've got a message here and someone is asking a question saying, and as I have a question, as a man who wants to respect, this is coming from a gentleman, a man who wants to respect a woman at all costs, because I do acknowledge sexual harassment and it's evil. I can't help but notice that because men are the ones who have to approach women to get to know them for a potential date, is it safe to say there's a thin line between a lady finding a lady attractive and finding it as sexual harassment? I mean, even in the most humble and respected approach can be regarded as sexual harassment if the lady has no interest in him. Very few women will approach men in public, even if they're attracted to them. Can we safely say people should use more dating sites now because of the risks? Or do you have a solution? Possibly, yeah. What do you think? Because I get him. Plenty of time, y'all know, during town, and then a guy comes and he starts walking with you. Yes, unonzani, chingi, chakazoti, and he keeps probing and probing and probing. I think that's the kind of scenario that he's looking at.
Well, I think
can that be considered as sexual harassment?
If there are sexual connotations in what he'll be saying,
mm-hmm.
if it's unwelcome.
Mm-hmm.
Then it is sexual harassment. I think this whole, the question that came in, it all goes down to the issue of consent.
Mm-hmm.
If you approach a woman and she says, "Andiskuda kutauranini," that's a no.
Yes.
And we consistently say that no means no. So,
and I think even actions sometimes, if I keep quiet and kasakupindura, it means no. I'm not sure.
Yes. Unless you get a positive affirmation from somebody saying, yes, you can talk to me,
mm-hmm.
then with that you can regard that as, well, that's somebody saying you can actually talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
When if somebody does no, I mean, no means no,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day. So I don't really have a comment around the issues of whether people should use dating sites.
Of course, that's your...
Yeah, it's a personal choice.
That's your personal choice.
Yes, but if it's in public and you approach a woman and she says no, we should always know that no means no.
And
no,
I think even no. Body language, you can tell that this person not turning. Cannot this person ask for a run to quit? Now this person is uncomfortable with what I'm doing. Antindijo.
Yes.
All right. A lot of questions as well, and a lot of comments are on dressing. Another another message coming through. Hanzi murukuku sekerera tukumana too much. Nekuwa siya vachitamba tama ni muviri yenyu. So it's your fault and your dressing is what really starts it all. So if you don't let your body be a toy, no one will harass you. I guess she's, I don't know if it's a male or a female, but they are emphasizing that it's the fault of the women who would be dressed in a certain way that makes them vulnerable to such conduct to them.
I think, as I said earlier on, like, what really can we term decent fashion? Because people should always remember that it's not always people that are allegedly dressed in an indecent manner that get these unwelcome remarks. Even people that are fully clothed.
Yes, fully clothed. In jeans and t-shirts.
Jeans and t-shirts. Mm-hmm. You get harassed. So, and it's not the fault of women.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not the fault of women.
Yeah. All right. So as we're just wrapping up on issues to do with dressing and what some of these different scenarios that mm-hmm. we're looking at, just to get an understanding of what we're talking about, I got to actually talk to one of the guys in town. And this is what they had to say.
Masikiro atakaita varume nevakadzi we are quite different. Mukadzi arogona kuona murume asina kupfeka, but hazvima affect. But murume akangoona mukadzi asina kugara zvakanaka kana kupfeka zvakanaka, zvinotomu affect. Saka zvazvinotoreva ndezvekuti vanhu vanenge vachipfeka zvinhu zvakaita kunge mamini nedzimwe hembe dzinoonesa mabody parts echikadzi vanenge vachitoita sexual harassment kuvarume. That is the bottom line. Varume nevakadzi vakatosiyana, because mukadzi anoda kutotangirwa kure, but murume akatongoona chete zvinhu zvese zvakutocharge. That is the bottom line.
Taura izvo
unenge uchindidenha zvausiri kuona, ndosaka vanhu vazopedzisira vakuzvanga vakuda kutuka. Maybe munhu anenge achida kutoti uchinje maitiro ako by so doing, kuti next time never do it again.
All right, so that's a comment there from one of the, you know, guys who sell belts. And those guys, some of them are touts, but he's, I guess, blaming it again on the women's dressing. And he's actually saying, imimi ndi mukutita sexually harass, nema fekera mninge makaita. I don't know. Would you consider that as sexual harassment, Raito?
Actually, that was a very interesting take on it. I think maybe I'm going to talk about what our law provides.
Yes, okay.
With regards to issues of equality
mm-hmm.
and issues of dignity.
Mm-hmm.
In our constitution, which is the supreme law of the land in section 51 and 52, they speak to the right of every person
mm-hmm.
to human dignity and the right to personal security. And further on in section 56 mm-hmm. stresses on the right to equality, equal treatment between males and females. And section 80 further emphasizes on these rights of women, that women have their rights and they have the right to be treated fairly, economically, socially, politically, mm-hmm. in all spheres of life generally, with men. And sexual harassment in itself is an intrusion of personal space perpetrated without consent. And it goes to the root of human dignity. So if you are infringing upon another person's right, like I've been emphasizing mm-hmm. from the start, then what are you doing?
Exactly.
Really?
I was actually going to go to that point after the break that we're going to take just now, of what are the laws and policies that are guarding or protecting women from some of these sexual harassment issues, especially in the public domain. Yesterday, again, we were talking about sexual harassment, as I said, in the workplace, and we spoke about some of the laws and policies that are guarding and protecting women in that area of the workplace. But maybe after the break, we're going to look deep into some of these policies and some of these laws, and you're really going to outline them for us, to us, so that we understand. Because I believe that a lot of people don't know the law, a lot of people don't know the policies and the things that are protecting them and the constitution, and they don't know that it's actually protecting them from some of these issues. So we'll be back after these messages. That was a short break. We needed that because we are really getting into it. We're talking about sexual harassment in public today, and this special edition of The Platform is proudly brought to you by the Zimbabwe Women's Lawyers Association, ZWALA. And 0731 168 045 is the number to get in touch with me today. In studio, I have Varai Zomagodoma Timba, who is a member of ZWALA and a practicing lawyer with PTG Attorneys. And on this second half of the program, we're looking at the policies, we're looking at the laws, we're looking at the constitution, everything that protects and guards women from some of these issues that we're talking about. We're talking about sexual harassment in public. Ukwanise kuzvimiririra uchiti aiwa andinzwa ro kuna iye windi yeye kana iye ari kutengesa madomasi kana iye ari kutengesa mabandi unotokwanisa kutomudza kuti ndinoku endesa ku court. I don't know, let's look at the policies and the laws.
All right, we do have in Zimbabwe a legal framework that addresses sexual harassment in public spaces, although we still have a long way to go in addressing and curing this societal disease. We have the Criminal Law and Codification Reform Act, and particularly in sections 41 and 45 of the Act. This Act, in these particular sections, it prohibits disorder and intimidation in public spaces. Mm-hmm. And the stipulated fine in with regards to disorderly conduct in a public place, the stipulated sentence is either a fine not exceeding level 5 or imprisonment for a period of 6 months, mm-hmm. or both. So what do we mean by disorderly conduct in a public space? It can be using threatening, abusive or insulting words, or behaving in a threatening, abusive or insulting manner, intending to provoke a breach of peace in the public spaces. So zvatotaura ndezvekuti urongozvifambiro munouya oku treatment kana ukazitaura nini ndokuzoku rovamba nemba. And this is at a taxi rank, which is a public space. And we then go on to section 45. The beauty of section 45 of the Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act is that it's a section specifically dedicated to intimidation. So it then defines it as if somebody intentionally or expressly or impliedly prohibits you from doing something which a person is legally obligated to do, or if acts in a manner that with the intention to refrain from doing something which that person is legally entitled to do, then you'll be guilty of intimidation. So that means that is intimidation. And the first port of call in all criminal matters is to make a report at the police station. From the police station, that's when your matter will then be brought to court.
How easy is it kwenda kuma purisa uchinobvunza uchinovaudza zvinenge zvaitika? Is there a dedicated department? Who do you go and see? How do you just go about it? And explain to us the full process of reporting a case.
Okay, so when you go to the police station, you go and you, I think it's at the whichever police station that you go to, you go, you report.
So every police station,
every police station, every police station actually does even have a victim-friendly unit, which is dedicated to mainly victims of domestic violence.
Okay.
So actually, the victim-friendly unit works very closely with Zimbabwean Women Lawyers Association. And I think there have been efforts from both the victim-friendly unit and the Zimbabwean Women Lawyers Association to see whether, or there have been increased dialogues in seeing how best can they assist the public in ensuring that interests of justice is served. So when you go and you report your case, there's a witness statement that is taken, and after a witness statement is taken, they then call in the accused person.
Witness statement. This means that if there's a stand, someone who's standing by, who saw this happening?
Yes. You can, when your statement is taken at the police station,
yes,
and then it is recorded, then also there's a statement from, if you have somebody who can attest to what really happened, then they can also have their statement taken.
And is it okay? Can I this nam nanondireverera?
Yes.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Still.
Yes, you can be a single complainant in a case and it will still be okay.
Okay, so
then the accused person will then be called in to take take a warned and cautioned statement, wherein they read the charge to them, the charge that is being put against them. So in this instance, it's Section 41, public disorder or intimidation. They then speak on it, and they take the statement, and then they tell you the charge that is being put against you, and then you answer to it, whether you're guilty or you're not guilty, and then you say what happened or your side of the story. Then after then, the matter is then taken to court, and then they go through a vetting process at court. And at the vetting process, that's when the prosecutor in there really decides whether this matter should go before a magistrate or not.
All right. You work closely with the courts. You work closely with all these legal, you know, with the legal fraternity. You are in the legal fraternity. So you work closely with these issues and you know the processes. In the street, word on the street, and a lot of people complain sometimes about the long, how sometimes a case can drag for so long. And sometimes just the process can be not so easy for the woman, whereby she would decide, but I clearly understand that you guys are advocating for people to report these cases. What advice can you give people out there, to give women out there, to assure them of I don't know, of this court, these court cases can go to it a bit smoother for them, asa drege for so long, and yeah.
All right. I think people need to know that police, they are enforcers of the law. So if you don't make your report, then the police cannot carry out their mandate in terms of enforcing that law. So first off, people really need, the first step is to report these cases. People need to have confidence in the law and confidence in the justice system, because the framework is there. What is needed is just for people to report. And mainly also, sometimes we tend to go to police stations and we tend to see that of course, can deter women from actually like following up on their case or pursuing it to finality. But as a word of advice, I think the first step is speaking out.
Okay.
Let's speak out. Let's report these cases, and let's ensure that we actually go to court with these cases, because that's the only way that we can see that justice is served.
Justice
we have
served,
to
yeah.
we have to bring these perpetrators to book. And the only way we can do that is through actually using the legal channels. Yes.
And I believe that as well, just reporting your case is not just about you, but it's about your fellow women. So that these guys, they know that you can actually suffer the consequences for acting like that. I got a very interesting message here that's saying, if a woman harasses a man, does she get arrested?
The Constitution says equality.
Equality.
Yes.
So it works both ways.
It works both ways.
Though, in most instances,
right now, a lot of women are the ones that are being harassed.
All right. I have a message here that's saying, good evening. I visited a certain town and waited for a friend by a certain garage where I was kicked and shoved by a madman who looked sane to me, and no one helped me. When I saw the police and reported, they just said, don't worry, he's a madman. People just looked at me being harassed because he kicked my buttocks. So what can be done in such scenarios? Should one be hurt before something can be done? There's someone who's in Blawe.
Yes, that is what I commented on earlier, that in Zimbabwe we tend to only act when sexual harassment results in a violent sexual crime. So that's the thing that we're actually talking about earlier, that as society we need to start changing our perceptions around.
But can you see that this is not just society? People were looking on, but this person went on to the police station and reported. Unfortunately, we wanted to have someone from the Victims Friendly Department, but they were not able to make it to the show. But we're hoping that in the next shows next week, the last two shows that we have, we will have them to answer to some of these questions. But she's saying that the police, she reported, and Mapusaka, we are not paying on, no actors paying Rosha. I don't know. Can
I think
you
that was
a situation whereby there's just that justification in courts.
I think that was maybe wrong on the part of the policeman to do that. There's like we mentioned earlier, there's the victim friendly unit. Mm-hmm. It's there to ensure that victims of gender-based violence are protected against.
And I think it's important, like how you're mentioning these policies, these laws, that in as much as Wainakuma Purisaka insist on your rights, insist kutininjirozi ama rights angu, and insist on them kutivaiti action towards,
because they have a duty to enforce the law, to protect. They have a duty to protect your rights. Yes, they do have that duty. So it's mainly an issue of insistence.
All right. Another message here, I guess it's also going back to the other comments that were coming through. We're always running away from where women are on a rampage to fix men and accusing them of rape. How is these women pressure groups and lawyers assisting wrongful convictions? They're always siding with women, always sad. I guess it's a situation whereby tough one, but I'm sure you've had some of those. Can you tell? It was a mistake. You know how mukombi vanonenga vakaungana vakawanda. Oh, pamwe ndiye anakutombo bata munhu like that. I don't know. How do you deal with cases like that?
In Zimbabwe, our criminal justice system states that one is innocent until proven guilty, and the standard of proof is proof beyond reasonable doubt. And if it's proven in court beyond reasonable doubt that one did actually commit that act, then surely we then can't say that one is maybe wrongfully accused. I mean, I think that is as far as I can comment.
That's
on that.
As far as you can comment.
Yes.
Okay. Another comment coming here. My sister, thank you so much for your interesting topic of public sexual harassment. We as men, we appreciate the knowledge that the program is imparting to us. But I think Vaskana Chaibo Vakangwara, those who are not confused, or Vanunye Bizra Kupenga, Tnoa Wanama Avenues, the no what, how, and when to dress a particular dress. Okay, I guess that's a typo. But it's rare to see them in public during the day dressed that way. But I think where the public are the watchdog to alert our dear sister that tomorrow you won't make an invitation. I guess what he's just saying is there are a lot of typos in that message, but what he's just saying is that women are inviting these harassment. This harassment, they're the ones who are inviting with their dressing, but we've already addressed that. I think no matter, you should be in cognizance of their human rights. Now just looking at Zwala and what they're doing, how many of these cases are you seeing? Are they on the rise?
I think in as far as cases of sexual harassment, mm-hmm. we increasingly in Zwala, I think they're handling a lot of cases where people are actually coming to court to apply for peace orders and protection orders. Okay. This is mainly just getting in other jurisdictions, it would be called a restraining order, an order that basically bars a person from harassing you in any way, not having any contact with you. Mm-hmm. So I think there's been an increasing number of people applying for protection orders and peace orders.
So do you think that women are getting to know more of their rights as per previous years?
I think that with the way that our legal framework is structured, mm-hmm. we really are moving in the right direction.
Okay.
And people, there's still a lot to be done with regards to raising awareness of the existence of such laws, the issues to do with accessibility, and the issues to do with enforcement of these laws to women. But I think you'll notice that maybe at most courts, Zwala will have a help desk. So that means if you go to that help desk and you have questions or you have an issue, then you will be assisted. So I think Zwala is really doing its part in as far as assisting the public to exercise and have knowledge of their rights is concerned. And also further to that, separated from Zwala, there's the Gender Commission.
Okay.
Yes, it's a body that is that was established by the Constitution of Zimbabwe, and its mandate is to monitor and demand accountability on women's rights issues. So the existence of the role, rather, of the Gender Commission is to monitor the women's rights situation in Zimbabwe, and they collect the statistics, they follow up, they follow the cases, they get the reports. And they do investigations around issues to do with sexual harassment. So I'm not exactly in a position to comment as to how far they've gone, mm-hmm. but I'm sure that we are increasing our efforts around developing mechanisms to regulate this sexual harassment, although there's still a lot to be done, yes.
But there's a lot that has been done as well. If you're having people, actually women coming up reporting of such cases. Another message coming through. Ah, guys, I'm such that we go through sexual harassment. Sexual harassment, we get kuma avenues, go daily way. I was once blocked by path by 5 women. Anzi, kamkeda kawya marina, sitaita mari. Imagine, but you guys focus on women, chat, I'm such that. But as we said, I think you've mentioned of some of these laws that are not just touching on women, but they're touching on men as well. So, you know, just to know that even as a man, you can go to your nearest police station and to the victims friendly department, and they can assist you. Sometimes, but you should go and get assistance. How do people get in touch with Zwala if they feel right now that they have something that they need help with regards a lawyer?
Okay. Zwala is located at 175 Avenue, mm-hmm. In town, corner Harare Street in Blackstone. They have a toll-free number, and they also have a landline, 0242-708-491. That is where if somebody wants to get in touch with Zwala, they can do that. Zwala regularly has help desks at courts. There's the magistrate civil court, there's a help desk that is there, and at Chitungiza magistrate's court, there's also a help desk that's there, and at Norton magistrate's court, there's also a help desk that is there. There are lawyers that are there that are ready to assist you on your matters.
Alright. Yeah. And it's free of charge?
Free of charge. Munobatirwa pachena.
Antika. Alright, our time is 21 minutes past 8. Maybe if you can have your last comment from you, Varaito, just to wrap up with our show. Maybe just some advice on the women who are listening right now on what exactly to do, just to sum up and just to wrap up, as a lawyer who's working in these cases and you're seeing these cases and you know how they go about and how they start and how they end.
Okay, I think as alluded to earlier, sexual harassment itself, it silences women, it inhibits dialogue, and it promotes sexual oppression. By forcing women to endure sexual humiliation, degradation, and intimidation, contributes to sexual violence in our society. So I think I can urge all the women out there to speak out. There are various remedies that are there, law that I've spoken about. Let us use those channels. And I think also we should know that the law enforcement authorities should also do their work expediently, also upholding the law and working in the interests of justice. We should also have confidence in our justice system, and I think every report involving sexual harassment in public spaces should be dealt with the same level of seriousness as in other act of gender-based violence. I think that's what you have to say.
All right. As I said, members of the Victims Friendly Department would have loved to be part of this program, but we hope to have them next week as we continue with other topics that are that include sexual harassment. We're going to look at sexual harassment in the homes, and we're also going to look at sexual harassment and sexual offenses that will result in rape, and we're going to get deep into that next week. I think one of the things that stuck with me when I was discussing with them was that especially in this situation where most of the perpetrators are men, kana uchiona munhu wechidzimai chingofunga sister yako, chingofunga amai vako, chingofunga mwana wako, kuti dai ari mwana wako ari kuinzwa zvauri kumuitwa izvi, kana kuti dai ari mudzimai wako ari kuitwa zvakadai, kana kuti dai vari amai vako, iwewo unonzwawo sei. I think that's one thing that stuck with me as we were doing our discussions. Otherwise, thank you very much, Varaito, for coming through to the studio to share with us these issues of sexual harassment in the public, and just to get people and to give people the knowledge and to empower the women out there that you know what, the law is at is rallying behind you and is there to protect you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. This is EFM Stereo, my station, your station. My name is Samantha Rusare, and this was a program platform special edition brought to you by the Zimbabwean Women's Lawyers Association. And we're back again next week on Tuesday and Wednesday as we wrap up with these issues and more. Stay tuned for more. Coming up is Mona Lisa with The Wise On. Good evening.
The special edition of The Platform was brought to you by the Zimbabwe Women Lawyers Association, Zwala.